flickering stars, a planet-eating sun, and reefs that may survive after all. The Chandra X-ray Observatory has detected what researchers describe as flickering supernova remnants in Galaxy M83, the southern pinwheel galaxy, approximately 15 million light years away. About half of the supernova remnants examined showed unexpected changes in X-ray brightness across a 14-year observation window. The leading explanation is that stellar survivors, companion stars that were not destroyed when their binary partner went supernova, are orbiting collapsed stellar remnants, and the interaction between the companion's stellar wind and the collapsed object generates the brightness variations. The finding illustrates the scientific value of sustained infrastructure. Discoveries that require multi-decade datasets are impossible without the long-term maintenance of instruments like Chandra, which has been in orbit since 1999. Separately, astronomers identified a sun-like star roughly 1,300 light-years away that appears to have consumed one of its planets. Chemical signatures in the star's atmosphere, specific ratios of iron, nickel, and silicon at concentrations inconsistent with natural stellar chemistry, suggest absorbed planetary material. The star's similarity to our own sun in mass and age makes the finding relevant to thinking about the long-term future of our solar system. Astrobotic unveiled the Griffin 1 lunar lander, which NASA has designated Moon Base 2, targeting a late 2026 launch as part of a strategy to establish permanent infrastructure at the lunar South Pole. The South Pole is the target because of evidence of water ice in permanently shadowed craters, which could be converted into drinking water, oxygen, and hydrogen fuel for future missions. A successful Griffin 1 landing would represent a meaningful step from the Apollo era's flags and footprints model toward infrastructure designed to stay. A coral reef study presented at the Our Ocean Conference in Kenya offered rare encouraging news in climate science. Researchers identified 166,000 square kilometers of climate-resilient reefs, areas that appear capable of tolerating warming beyond current projections, three times the area previously believed to have that potential. The reefs are not immune to warming, but appear to possess genetic or ecological characteristics enabling faster adaptation, suggesting that targeted conservation of these resilient pockets could preserve significant coral biodiversity even under continued warming scenarios. The finding exists in direct tension with a UNICEF report released the same week estimating that 1.1 billion children, roughly every other child on Earth, already face three or more overlapping climate hazards, with drought, extreme heat, and heat waves most common and most concentrated in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia.